with Dennis Walter.
Here's some good news for those who love singing. Even if you're not necessarily the best at it, science has found singing helps make our brains and lives healthier, smarter and more creative. So good for the brain. That's why when you're at a concert and you sing along with whoever's on stage, you're probably feeling on top of the world. Now this month we're encouraged to sing more. It's part of a campaign to raise money and create positivity around those maybe experiencing depression, anxiety or loneliness or are simply disadvantaged. Sing for good is inviting people to submit videos of themselves singing to Aussie Rock Anthem, which we just played, Legends of the Southern Land. An ambassador for Sing for Good is Alan Fletcher. Alan, welcome back to the program.
Oh, thanks, Dennis. Thanks for having me back. Yeah, I think you, more than anybody, would know just how wonderful you feel after you've had a good sing.
It's good for you.
It does. It gets all those endorphins going and, you know, it releases oxytocin. It actually affects the right side of the brain too, which is the creative side that we don't stimulate very much. So it's a fantastic thing to do. I went to a rehearsal last night for the With One Voice Melbourne Choir, which Sing for Good helps to fund, and we had a terrific time. So, you know, spent an hour and a half learning songs for the big concert coming up in November, and just to see the baritones and the basses and the tenors and the sopranos, everyone working together in harmony, such a glorious feeling. And there was a lot of people there from variety of backgrounds, variety of physical abilities and so forth, and everybody's there to help each other, support each other, network. It's a fantastic supportive environment. This is why I love this cause, because it's a health issue more than anything.
Love to hear from people who perhaps sing in a choir and what it does for them. Socially it's a great thing, but also just the thrill of getting up on stage and performing in a group. How did you get involved with Sing for Good?
Well, it was a couple of years ago, Dennis. I was invited to look at a fantastic video by Tanya de Jong, AM. She's a wonderful soprano. And she did a TEDx lecture about the benefits of singing for people. And yeah. I had a look at this and I thought, mate, this is fabulous. Because, I mean, I know the benefits of singing, how wonderful it makes you feel, but this is fabulous what it does for people. And so I investigated what Sing for Good were up to, and myself and the glorious Pacific Bells, who I do a lot of work with, they're fabulous. Andrew's just a
great round. They are very good.
Aren't they fabulous? We did we put together a choir of our own with a ukulele orchestra and did the song Accentuate the Positive, because what they love for this charity is people submit videos of themselves singing. We've had doctors singing in surgery. We've had Ted Bailey singing impromptu at a function. Everyone's singing. They submit their videos and they invite friends to donate a bit of money towards their video and like it down at the website there. And it's raised a lot of dough, which is fantastic, because it helps to support, spread community singing and choirs and so forth around Australia and help a hell of a lot of people.
Well, if you've got a group of people who are really bad, do a video anyway.
Oh, absolutely. I know that Tanya believes that everyone can sing, but unfortunately a lot of people have been told, often when they're young, that they can't sing, and they stifle their voice. They just don't sing anymore. And, you know, I don't know, I'm not that old to remember this, but I have been reliably told that there was a time before television where people used to sit around the piano and sing, or they'd listen to the radio and sing along with things as a community and a family thing to do. And unfortunately, I think we've lost a lot of that out of our lives, that sense of community that can be built out of communal singing and choir work. And this charity, it's not just supporting singing, of course, it's supporting the positive benefits that people get out of it.
Alan, Stan is online. Hi, Stan.
Hi, Dennis. How are you?
Okay. Do you sing?
Well, yes. I'm the one who had a stroke and got his voice back singing with
Singing with, sorry?
I had a stroke. Yeah. I lost my speaking and my singing voice. I've been singing since I was 7 years of age.
But you've got it back now?
Well, I went back on computer after rehab and sang along with Frank Sinatra on the computer with his concerts, and I got my voice back.
Isn't that great, Alan?
Fantastic, Stan. Isn't that wonderful? Because, you know, you could, of course, just sit there and say, oh, that's it, I'll never sing again. But by putting the effort in and by, you know, listening to singing along with Frank and so forth, and it brings it back for you, triggers those pathways, get re-stimulated in the brain. It's just wonderful.
Robin wants to have a chat. Hi, Robin.
Hi, how are you going?
Good.
I don't think I can sing very well, but I love singing. And we have friends that come over occasionally, and we build a little fire out the back. We have a little fire pit, and he brings his guitar, and we all sit around and sing at the top of our lungs for hours, and it's so much fun.
That's good for you, Alan Fletcher.
Oh, that is fantastic. Yeah, I must say that I'm a bit of a karaoke fiend, Dennis, and I do love to have a sing at any opportunity. If you're in the city, actually next Friday the 23rd, anybody, down at Fed Square, we've got the choir down there and quite a few guest singers for an hour there from 1 till 2, and we're all going to get together and have a bit of a community sing down there at Fed Square as part of Sing for Good. We'd love to have you come down and sing some songs with us. And then the big Sing for Good concert is on November 8th down at the Melbourne Town Hall. The tickets are available for that, tax-deductible tickets, I must add. And we'd love people to come to that and really see what the choirs are doing and how great they are.
Aren't you out front with Waiting Room?
Yes, I'm the lead singer of my band Waiting Room, which I started up 10 years ago. That's where I really discovered, you know, my passion for singing, to be honest, because when you're singing rock music to an enthusiastic crowd who want to sing along with you. I mean, I've really been part of a choir in a way, because when our band plays, we play songs that everybody knows and sings along with us.
It's
great.
Stephen, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dennis and your guests. I went to join a choir once, but they hand you sheet music, and if you can't read music, you haven't got a clue, and they don't want to know you. They don't want to help you.
Oh, well, actually, I'll tell you what, I'd love you to give it one more try, because last night I was down at with one boys choir, the Melbourne Choir. They meet at the Sofitel every Tuesday at 5:30, and the wonderful Sofitel put on supper for them and all that sort of stuff. And Kim, who runs that choir, he'd never do that to you. He takes you through every note for every part, and they make sure that every part isn't singing too difficult a role. So I think it might be more finding the right choir.
The right choir.
Not walking away from choirs. Yeah. I know you'd love it.
Keep looking around, Stephen. You'll find one. Alan Fletcher, great to talk to you. Singforgood.org if people want more information.
Yeah, thanks, Dennis. So, yeah, pop along to the website. I'd love you to have a look at our little song. We did Dream a Little Dream of Me this year on the ukulele with the Pacific Bells. And if you'd like to have a look at that and like it, we'd appreciate it. And, of course, why don't you submit your own video? Have a sing and submit a video.
It's a good idea. From Dr. Carl to Dr. Ross Walker, coming up shortly, 96900693 or 131332. It's 2:16.